Blog Talk Radio.
And now,
ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America, we are back on air. It is November. How you doing? It is basically November and the last weekend of everything, from Halloween to birthday parties to Fred's ball to the Rumble ball. It was Tangy Flush about the situation. Let's start off Wednesday. Wednesday was my little birthday ball. It was really busy. A lot of people didn't come out, but it was still cute because I didn't really promote it nothing. So it was real cute. That was cute. I like the little battles. Everybody won their grand prize. Everybody went home. That Thursday was real cute. I was supposed to have a black party, but I couldn't get the club because Universe was doing it, so they wanted to give me the club at 4 a.m., so I didn't ever do that, but it was still cute. Everybody was everywhere. Friday, you know, Universe came in too, so every fag in the world was here. Friday, the club was real Tangy Flush. I came out as the Riddler, as Joker. That was to bring Halloween in. Then Saturday came. The ball started really late, like 4 or 5, but I already knew that, and everybody knew that, because, you know, Universe Weekend, the clubs, everybody wanted to have fun, so the ball was good. The ball was definitely phenomenal, definitely a good crowd. It was really, really Tangy Flush about the situation. Fred gave out all of his cash. You can't read nothing about it. It was really a good, good ball. And I definitely have to big up my daughter, Japan. She's in the $1,000 club. She came through and rectified her $1,000. She definitely ate it for Vogue. Well, it was open to all performance. No, it was Vogue Femme performance. Twister versus Sister. That's the category. And she definitely grand prize. Yes, she definitely deserved it. And let's go to runway. Booty. $1,000 grand prize. Booty. Khan. He definitely deserved it. He went out and he said he was coming to play, and he came to play, and he ate the girls, and grand prize. So, if y'all want to get him back, gotta get him at another ball. And if you want to get Japan back, you definitely have to get her at another ball. The first Rumble, it was really Tangy Flush. It was two teams. The teams was really, really, really hot for Runway. You had Booty Team, and then you had Keith's team. And both teams really, really came out to play. And I definitely want to big up to Junie and Jonathan. Oh, my God. You know, I'm definitely a fashion clothing person, period. I don't care if it's a label. I don't care if you made it. I don't care whatever it is. But I felt them two was sitting, bitch. Jonathan, wicked with that mask, bitch. And then Junie, you and that twisted red with black, bitch, y'all ate it. Y'all really, you know, and that's what I get. And I have to big up London too, because London Allure was sitting. She was definitely sitting, and she was in the building. You know, everybody, the team, the Dominique came down to play. She was sitting. I mean, the teams was definitely on point, bitch. They came to play with the girls, period. But, and then what was cute is, regardless of who won and who lost, everybody came together and hugged each other at the end. Because at the end of the day, it's just a game. It's just to play the game and have fun. Regardless if you're a legend, statement, star, icon, if you win or you lose, you hug and get over it. And that's it. Never take it, you know, and run with it and acting like you're better than somebody else. Or reading behind doors is not that serious. You come and you get the bitch. If they won over you, you come and you get the bitch the next time. That's all you gotta do. That's all. Trust me, if you want somebody that bad and you put enough into it, you're gonna get that girl. So definitely come and play at the next one. If you feel that you did not, you know, deserve to lose, you get that bitch at the next function. You call her phone. Hey, what ball are you walking next? Make sure I meet you at the back of that runway. I need to satisfy something. Very that. But yes, big ups to Fred Chanel. You definitely did your thing this weekend, and you, you know, for your ball, and it was really a successful ball, and I think it was a really good ball. ball that can be counted of the year, because everything really went great with it to me. Big ups to Jack with the first Rumble Ball in Atlanta. It took off like all the rest of his Rumble Balls do, so that was a success to me too. When it came to this weekend, it was not no problems. Atlanta was really joyful. Halloween was fun. You know, the night of Halloween, I was Spider-Man. You know me, Twisted Spider-Man at the ball. You know, very Benji kind about the situation. But you know, you always bring in holidays with that too. So I was Spider-Man that day. But, yes, big ups to everybody. And next year, I'm definitely going to have me a big Spider-Man. I mean, a big Halloween party, because I'm starting to get into Halloween again. At one time, I was leaving it alone, but I'm starting to love it again, so it should be real tangy slush about the situation. Yeah, and you know, tonight, I want everybody to know we're going bowling. How you doing? So, yeah, definitely, I'll be on the road, so I just wanted to bring it in. I'm still going to be on the phone all through the 2 hours, but I'll be on the road because I'm going to pick up Jack. So everybody that wants to go bowling, we'll be at Midtown Bowling in the next half an hour to 40 minutes. And it was supposed to be from 11, so we're going to be a little late coming in there, very 11:30, 11:45, but we'll be in there tonight. Other than that, I don't know if we're going to the show after that and things of that, but that's where we're going now. So I wanted everybody to know, whoever wants to be invited, just bring it on down to the Midtown Bowl. Do you know that's the Fag Bowling Alley right off of Piedmont in Monroe? How are you doing? So, yes, definitely come out. And big ups to everybody from the Escadas to Lala, You Vogue's Down Bitch, Miss Bam Bam, You Ate It This Weekend. You know, the Twisters, Tip, You Ate It. You know, Dingbat a Cool AJ gets in there late and tries to get into it, but he missed his category, duh. But, yes, Q, You Definitely Ate It. I don't know the Milan boy name, the Twister, but she Vogue's phenomenally. I know that's right. He's a Twister, and he's from Miami or somewhere down there. I don't know where exactly he's from. I don't know if he lives here now. But definitely big ups, and I loved his performance. That boy performs, bitch. You gave them what you wanted, and I got my life. I know that's right. But, yeah, the girls really, really came to play. They came. Jolie, the new femme queen face, used to be Mizrahi years ago. She was sitting. You know, the girls came out to play. And that was Saturday and Sunday. Was definitely highlights, and you definitely know Jack taped them. So I would definitely have me a copy and a few. So, you know, a lot of people didn't tape a lot, so whoever needed to see it, I'm going to see if I can, you know, make copies or whatever and give people some. So definitely, yeah, you need to get into this because it's going to get severe up in here. And definitely, before we go to New York to the legendary mother, $10,000. In January 23rd, you must get your spot because people is paying me in ballrooms for spots now. So everybody's, yeah, spots is leaving quickly. And definitely tomorrow is the day I'm calling like 15 to 20 people. I want them to know because so many people gave me their number for me to call them for their spots. I just didn't have time. This weekend is over. Tomorrow I will be calling you for your spots, the ones that gave me their numbers. And definitely Marquise and you know, y'all down there, I'm definitely going to call y'all Peanut. I just never forgot. I just definitely couldn't get to you. But I'm definitely going to call y'all tomorrow. Cool beans. Get your spots, girl. $10,000. Voguing open to all. And definitely some of the always. Call me because I got two or three of them in there. I wanted like about five, six always in there too. I want always, new ways, Vogue Femmes, Twisters. Definitely I want this to be a ball to never be forgotten with. And I want one to deserve it, period. How you doing? Now, let's go straight to New York City to the legendary mother and see what the hell was going on in New York. How you doing?
And put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real. Wait, hold on, wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Hey,
what is going on?
Nothing much, just chilling, honey. I'm just chilling, honey. I had a festive weekend in New York City, honey. Girls, if you wasn't in New York City, honey, it was tea, honey. It was festive. The village was festive all weekend. I was out with all my children, honey. And we went to the parade, honey, and then we caught up in the city afterwards, honey.
How was the parade in New York City?
It was cute. It was cute. You know,
I haven't been to the parade in New York City in 100 years.
It was Vanjie Khan. It was really Vanjie Khan, honey. The parade.
Do the big
really
drags
cute.
And stuff come out with the makeup and the weird outfits still?
Baby, yes, honey. All the butch queens was up in drags, honey. I was gagging at all the BQs that was in drags, honey.
They love drags up here, too. Every time
yes.
I turn around, I've seen somebody in drags.
The,
I was gagging.
I'm not gonna put their name out there, but if the girls want to call in and give the children name, they can call in and give the children name. But a bunch of the Twisters was in drags this weekend. A couple of the DJs was in drags this weekend. It was just a drag-filled weekend, honey. Everybody was up in drags, honey. Yes, they was looking like who done it and ran, honey. How you doing?
And you know that the Twisters be wanting to get in drags anyway. They be needing an excuse, and that was it, honey.
Baby, they had their life, honey, baby. The girls was up and out there, baby. When I tell you, it was some, ooh. I seen a new mother this weekend. It was a kiki, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a new mother for a house this weekend. I don't know what house they're going to make her mother of this thing. But she was definitely giving mother tea this day in the village this weekend, honey.
I know that's right.
She was half man and half amazing.
Ooh, no, half man and half amazing, dude.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, honey. And the girls did not see her in her white go-go boots this weekend in the village. And her little tube top, honey, she was a key in the village, honey.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely did have fun. It was definitely festive. My daughter Courtney came out on Thursday, honey, to play with the girls for Big Girl's Face, honey. It was really cute, honey. And then we went to the Globe on Saturday. It was cute and kind, honey. The girls came out and they battled down, honey. The girls battled in the name. Where you going, honey? And that was it. That was about it, honey. But you forgot the mayhem that happened at the ball in the lot, honey.
What mayhem is that?
Baby, honey. Well, I definitely want to do, before I start with the mayhem, honey, I definitely do want to congratulate Ken ex-Mizrahi, ex-Milan, now ex-007, now Allure. I definitely do want to congratulate him for definitely taking some time out and finding exactly his fit in the ballroom scene, but now he's Allure. But, honey, you didn't tell the girls the tea about King getting busted in his motherfucking head on his way coming out the motherfucking door. The girls called me and gave me that M.I.M. on Sunday morning when I woke up, honey. That he got knocked. He got knocked in the back of his head by Stephon Ebony, honey. Stephon knocked him, honey. He was going around, honey, telling people Stephon's business, and Stephon knocked him. Bow, bow, thank you, ma'am. Honey, how you doing?
You are crazy, bitch. You are making me go on.
And that was the only fiasco for the Born of the Lantern, honey, that he got knocked, honey. That was it, honey. He got knocked, honey. I was gagging when I heard that he got knocked, honey. Yes. Congratulations to my daughter, Japan, for winning the $1,000, honey. And congratulations to Booty for winning the $1,000. And Booty, don't read me. You can't read. I know you're going to call in, Booty, but don't read me, honey. I'm only reading what the girl sent into me, honey. I'm only reading what the girl sent into me. They gave the very, yes, Booty did win that coin mistake, but she looked fierce, Miss Thing. She slipped a couple of times, Miss Thing, on the runway. But the judges still gave it to her. I'm only reading what comes across my IM. So please, Booty, do not call in here attacking me. I'm just reading what comes across my IM. The girl gave ready. That was not your $1,000. It was a judges panel set up, Miss Thing. You slipped three or four times and your wig fell off and all types of things. Don't read me. Read the girls. Oh, you know what? You already got to be real. They said the function was cute. The girls definitely did come out. They said Fred had a cute crowd on Saturday. It was definitely cute. All the girls that like to do their drugs and party and things, they hid from Atlanta Sunday, honey. And they came to New York, and they was in Allegria, honey. The girls just got up out of Allegria at 4:30 this afternoon. How you doing? They said it was about 120 girls about 100 to 120 girls at the Rumble. That was a cute Rumble, but most of the girls came to New York to Allegria down, honey. I was just speaking to a couple of my kids, Miss Thing. They just walked up Allegria at 4:30 this afternoon. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. Miss Kool-Aid is still in New Orleans, Miss Thing. I think that's where she's opening up her new chapter at. Miss Thing has been on her tag. So she's in New Orleans. So I guess the cards are spreading to New Orleans now. Confidence is building. How you doing? I love that. Bitch, it's just been a wild weekend. Was there any balls in any other states, honey? I know this weekend it's going to be the girls fight in Baltimore, Maryland at the Paradox, honey. And you have the ball in Boston, honey. And don't forget on Thursday night, me and my legendary son, Shamel Mizrahi, we present to you the Battle Zones. Battle Zones Thursday night, honey. Here in the Bronx, grand prize is $200, open to all performance, honey, and it's a potluck category. You girls put $5 into walk and come out and get that $200 cash, honey, and all the rest of the categories are open to all, and they're also going to be cash, so girls, definitely do come out and support my son and support me, honey, and it's going to be a fabulous night. It's a fabulous place. I hope all the girls definitely do come out and have fun. I don't know who got arrested in Baltimore. They said nobody really got arrested in Baltimore. Something happened in the parking lot, and two girls got arrested in the parking lot, but it wasn't the feds that arrested them. It was just a regular girls' night. Yes, honey. Battle Zone Thursday here in the Bronx. It's a really cute place. I hope to see all you girls there, honey. The categories and the address and everything will definitely be posted on Walk For Me Wednesday until they take it down, because, you know, once I post something, honey, it always magically comes down, honey. And yes, honey, I need father, I need the icon, legendary father, James Icon, to definitely call into the show tonight, honey, because I've been hearing rumors and speculations, and I need father to call in before I drop this bombshell, because I want father to confirm or deny this tea. So anybody out there, please have father call in, honey, because I've been gagging the girls for saying this stuff that's been going on with the icon. So I want father to call in here. How you doing? Yes. Oh, honey, what is the tea? Andre, did you hear anything about Soda Pop Chanel getting war at the ball in Atlanta? Hello? Hello? Switchboard? Is Andre gone? I don't know what's going on. Andre needs to call, and I need to find out, honey. What the fuck? Honey. Baby, I need father to call in because I need to find out this motherfucking tea, honey, on what the fuck is going on, honey, because the girls is giving me la-la-las and la-la-las, and I need to know, honey. But let's not waste no time, honey. If you definitely on the phone line and you definitely want to give us a bit of what you've been doing this weekend, definitely feel free at this time to definitely press 1 and give us a recap on how you think the balls went this weekend and everything, because, you know, I wasn't there, so I don't know what's going on. So, honey, I need to know the tea from the girls, honey. And I don't know what's going on with Andre's phone, why he got disconnected and shit, but Andre is not there, honey. I don't know. Ooh, chill. Hold on. Somebody just sent me something. Hold on. Switchboard, can I get a light beat in the background, honey? I like light beat. It's just me all by my lonesome self. The girls all left me all by myself. How you doing? But I love it, honey. Give a big shout out to Jahira and Susan and everybody else that's in the chat room. I can't see the names that's coming up. Only me. Give a big shout out to you. I see your name scrolling through there, honey. Give a big shout out to Mother 007, Kurt, DJ Mike Q. Yes, I'm going to give all of y'all a big shout-out. Thank y'all for definitely being here with us on the show every for the last 6 months. James, you there? Hello, James? They told me I had James on the line. Is James there? James? Oh, we had so much. Yes, me and Jahira had so much fun at the Globe, honey. I had to take a nap, honey. Oh, wait, hold on. The board is frozen again, honey. Give me a few minutes, everybody, and we're definitely going to get James on the line, honey. Yes, I had to take me a nap, honey. It was just too much, honey. I was gagging. I thought I left the village at 2:30 in the morning, honey, to take my children to the Globe this weekend, honey. And then when I got to the fucking Globe, honey, the girls give the very bitch, the time went back. So it was actually only really 1:30, and me and my girls at the Globe, honey, and I was gagging. Honey, so I don't know, honey. We're trying to get these boards together. So just give us a light minute, honey, while we get these boards together, honey, because, you know, the boards and shit be cutting up and shit here at Blog Talk Radio. So as soon as we get this board together, honey, you know. Baby, we gotta get these boards together. Chill. Once we get these boards together, we're gonna be alright, honey. Chill. So how was y'all weekend to my 53 listeners? I mean, 53 listeners in the chat room. How was y'all weekend? Did y'all enjoy y'all weekend? How was your weekend down in Virginia for Halloween, Susan? One Alora, how was your Halloween weekend? I know how Jahira was because we was together. Mother Kiana, I didn't see you this weekend. Where was you at? Did you stop by Asians this weekend, Mother? Honey, I seen Mike Q. I know how Quita weekend was this weekend. Is that the name that, James, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Father. How you doing?
How you doing? What's up?
Father, you know, I've been hearing rumors and the girls have been eyeing me and stuff. And, you know, before I put stuff out, I would have people on the airwaves. The girls have been telling me that the House of Icon is closing. What's tea, Father?
Well, that's not true.
Okay, because, you know, I was nervous for a minute. I said, Father, it actually came a long way, honey. Why they gonna let it close? So I said, I had to get Father on the phone line. I was talking to Mike and the kids outside, honey. I said, I gotta call Father and I gotta find out what's going on. I said, I'm not gonna ask you. I'm gonna wait to speak to Father because this is what the girls have been telling me.
No, I heard, like last week, I had heard that you had mentioned that on the radio or whatever. I wasn't listening last week. I spoke to Mike yesterday, and he was telling me that he bumped into you, and you had heard that and stuff like that, and you told him that, like, I guess three people from here was inquiring about going over there with you and stuff like that. But, no, the House of Icon is not closing. We're coming up on January on our 10th year, you know. So we have plans for a lot of different things going on, but to close, no, it would make no sense to come this far and then all of a sudden close.
Okay.
We got too many kids that can take over for us if the three of us decided to step down, you know. But that's a fun time and stuff like that, so, you know.
So all you girls that's running around here spreading that rumor that the House of Icon is closing, please stop spreading that rumor. The Icon is not going no place. They'll be 10 years strong in a month and a half, honey, and they is coming out with a motherfucking bag for you girls' ass, honey. I'll be at the function, honey. You just let me know when the tables are for sale, and I'll have your money, honey. I'll be there.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Cal.
Okay. Yes, honey. I'll be in the building. Oh, yes. My girlfriend was at Asians this weekend, honey. Everybody, let me tell you, girls, if you come to New York City, honey, if you're in the New York City area, honey, on, I think it's Bleecker and 7th Avenue, it's a fab bar called Asians, honey. Oh, wait, who's we calling? Who is this? Hold on, I'm going to give y'all the tea.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
What happened?
The phone hung up, and then I tried to call back, but for my cell phone, and then you already know, it was so busy, I said, well, you know, they'll call me, or I'll just call them in a minute.
Oh, yeah, the lines is booked. But, baby, yes, it's a fab bar, honey, called Asians on Bleecker and 7th Avenue, honey. And, girl, when I tell you, they sell the best $4 drinks, honey. So for all you girls that is in New York City and you want to have a fab cocktail, honey, go to Asians. You can catch myself. You can catch the legendary Mother Kiana, overall Mother Kiana Ivisu there. You can catch my Banji Kong girlfriend, Miss Jahira there. Or you can catch all of the young children that's over 21 that can drink up in Asia, honey. They serve the fab, fab cocktails. So if you see the girls have on one of their tags that they had Asians, honey, come through because the cocktails is immaculate, honey. Oh, bitch, we get full so down up in there. Wow.
Very cheap drink. So it's very cheap drink
cheap drinks, but the drinks are strong, and they sell chicken wings and all types of little entrees you can have there to eat and everything.
Oh, Curly, I love that place. They sell chicken wings and they drink?
Yeah, yes, $4 drinks, and the food is like $7, $8 for the food. You sit there, bitch, and we sat
That's like a wet dream, though. Yes, we sat there one night,
and our bill came up to like $200 just drinking and eating and just talking and conversation and everything. It's fab. So, girls, definitely please go past Asians, honey, and patronize Asians. Don't forget to tip the bartenders or the waitress that bring you your food and stuff to your table. This time, how you doing?
How you doing?
But they said Soda Pop got knocked at the ball in Atlanta, too.
Oh, so I wonder, was she getting knocked out of the bathroom? Because I didn't see Soda Pop fighting. Who was she fighting?
Did somebody hit me up? Somebody said...
Soda Pop Chanel, call in.
Soda Pop got knocked, honey. And all the rumors about the House of Icon closing, it's not true. So I told the girls to stop spreading that rumor, honey. Father just got up the
And definitely, my father was in Atlanta, Georgia. Tony Revlon was in Atlanta, Georgia, and came to the Rumble Ball. How you doing?
Oh, work, Tony, for definitely being in the building. I know that's right, honey.
Yeah, the Icons was definitely in the building. It was all, it was Tony, it was me. Letitia looked phenomenal, bitch. Letitia, I don't know where she went, but she came back. The bitch looked like a blowfish, bitch. I told the bitch to leave. The bitch gained so much pounds, bitch. She need to lose at least 5 now, bitch. She looked really, really great, bitch. A lot of legends and icons was in the building last night. Miss Stewart played and was giving me looks like she wanted to battle. Miss R.R. gave me looks. Miss Tony was walking and turning. I said, these girls was actually trying to come for me.
Oh, work, Tony. Work, Miss Letitia, honey. Haven't seen Letitia in a long time, honey. I might have to pop up in Atlanta, honey, really soon, honey, and see Miss Letitia. Work, Miss Letitia, honey.
It might be cute for you to pop in, because, you know, I'm definitely going to Boston, too, next weekend. But Sunday, because Boston is Saturday, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sunday is the free ball in Atlanta, Georgia. And you already know they have the house that wins the most, wins 1,000, and then they have the house production and shit. So a lot of girls is coming to that, and it's counted up the year. So if you didn't have nothing to do after that, maybe you could fly to Atlanta.
I just might have.
Because Jack is coming right back up, too. So, yeah, that free ball should be tangy flush about the situation. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very ballroom fever right now. Everybody's getting life from the balls in every state right now.
That is ball mania, honey.
Yep.
It's balls all over the place. I'm getting it, honey.
It ain't like the old days when you had one or two balls. Now you have 10 balls a month, bitch. And that's slightly a month. It might be 12 months a month, honey.
I'll be in L.A. on the 20th, honey. I will definitely be in L.A., honey.
I'll be in L.A. with you.
I'm definitely going to L.A., honey. We're going to set L.A. up on fire, honey. L.A., get ready, honey. The overall mother will be up in L.A. The overall East Coast mother will be in L.A. The overall father will be in L.A., honey. The overseer will be in L.A. We coming to set L.A. on fire, bitch. How you doing?
Yeah.
It's going to be a phenomenon in L.A. How you doing, honey? Is nobody don't want to talk, honey? What's going on? I know some bitches have some tea that happened at the ball, honey, that somebody just didn't see, bitch. And, you know, what the fuck, honey?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on, honey? Nobody don't want to talk. Nobody not saying nothing, honey. Nobody's pressing one, honey. But I bet you about
ain't nobody got shot or got beat down. So, you know, when you don't get shot or beat down, it ain't too many people. They call
something
it listen,
happened,
but they
bitch,
don't
honey.
Yeah.
Viz, something happened, honey. But, you know, majority of the girls, honey, I don't think the numbers is going to go that high tonight because, you know, a lot of the girls are still sleep from sleep from this afternoon. You know, they just left up out of Alegria at 4:30 this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, one of my friends called me. Laura was like, Alegria's pumping, and he was going down there because I told him I wanted to teach her just one time, so he was letting me know when Alegria was going on and shit.
Yes, baby, when I tell you, the children said they was up in Alegria, and the children were stoned. They was on 4 and 5 pills, and they was just out their mind, honey. I couldn't make it, honey. I saved my weekend, honey. Bitch. I saved my time.
Okay.
Yeah, baby, I said I saved it, honey. Chill. Yes, honey, I'm getting my life, me and my daughters, honey. My daughter's from Chicago, is still here with me, and my daughter from L.A. We just having fun. Oh, Eric, was it cute? Was you in the building? Who was all in the building? Let me give the girls a shout-out. Eric, please tell me who was in the building. Let me give the girls a shout-out, honey. The girls.
Before you give us your girls a shout-out, Mr. Wonderful, he has shut the building down and won that grand prize, $500
face. Oh, yes, he did win that $500 face.
Mr.
I heard
Wonderful.
He definitely did. He definitely did, came through, and shut the building down.
Yeah, he shut it down.
Baby.
And what I like about Mr. Wonderful, though, he's not like every average face. You have to really get into Mr. Wonderful because he's cute, and then when you really get in, he's striking and he's gorgeous. You have to, your first look is like you'll walk past him, and be like, okay, he's over, you know. But once you really get into him, no, he's sitting. Mr. Wonderful is sitting. But my daughter, London, how you doing? She was right behind
him, bitch. Oh, well, I
think
that's
to London for her first major as she coming to play with the girls.
I just got some tea. So either somebody needs to get Bernie up on this phone or somebody needs to get Pony up on this phone, honey, because I hear the house of Jay-Z is now splitting up. There will be no longer Jay-Z. They're going back to Zion's and they're going back to Jordan's. What's the tea? Somebody from Jersey, get Bernie up on this line. Somebody get Pony up on this line. I need to find out the tea, honey. What the fuck is going on, honey? Yes, honey.
You don't know. Is that true? Get on the phone.
I don't know, honey. Somebody just hit me up, and they said, please ask Andre, December 19th is the awards ball. Where's the flyer?
The flyer is supposed to be coming out soon, in the next week.
Okay. They're saying... This Shamel just came over here with this little rat dog.
Oh, that little black thing?
Yes. Honey, this little ugly little thing, honey. How you doing? Oh, I'm gagging. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Bebe Alor, Trey Alor, Pretty. Who else? George Mizrahi, JT Mizrahi, Twan Mizrahi. Who else? I know that was in it. My daughter Ayana Milan, honey. Honey, who else, honey, that I know that was up in the... That was up in the building. I don't know who else was up in the building, honey. But it was definitely, the girls was definitely up in the building. And this little fat-ass fucking dog, get out my fucking room.
Who is?
Baby. Honey. Bitch. Motherfucking
okay, I gotta put you down. Still gonna be an all, but I'm putting you down for me now. Hold on.
Okay. Yes. Chair. Honey, I know that's right. Dee Dee Chanel was definitely in the building. How you doing, Dee Dee? Trayvon Alor was definitely in the building. How you doing? Oh, the children was in the building. I should have been up in the building, honey. I'm so over. I'm going to call Miss Dee Dee after the show, and I'm going to read her, honey. Little Black was in the building. Oh, work. These are the girls that was up at Alegria last night partying down for $70 a WAP, honey. You know, these are the money-making girls, honey. $70 a WAP, honey. How you doing? The girls is in Alegria last night having a party and shaking it down and shaking it up. I know that's right. Oh, Chip was in the building. Work, that's the... Oh, work, Chip, for definitely being in the building. Baby, it's so many fucking... Baby, it's a miniature pincher over here, Susan. It's a fucking Yorkie over here. And it's a motherfucking Pomeranian. My son just came over here with this ugly-ass miniature pincher. It's... Look at Fierce, honey. How you doing? Bitch, Andre put us down for a minute, honey. Switchboard, can we get a light little beat going on in the background? Or is the board still messed up? Honey.
Yeah, I'm actually driving, going to get Jackie up.
Oh, hold on. They said somebody was fucking... in the stairway at Alegria. Honey, they give that. They give that, though. And munch and train and everything. Eric said he was not in the stairwell, honey.
That's hot if they was lovers.
What? If they was lovers? If they was lovers, they should have waited. If they was lovers, they should have waited until they got home, honey, and had. Bitch.
I didn't say the opposite, but I just
said it's hot, honey. Baby. Miss Penny's got to gag, honey. My dog is going to tear her up, honey. So y'all going bowling. Oh, my God. I hope y'all have fun. Yes.
Those dogs are crazy.
Baby, those are my two dogs after Chamel dog. Baby, because she thinks she's going to come in here and try to get my dogs, honey. They not having it with her. They got that bitch underneath the bed, honey. They about to tear her down. How you doing? Switch. Are you there when I switch one? Can I have a little bit of music in the background? Andre, keep hitting us on her, honey. I feel like I'm here all by myself. Can I have a light little beat or something? Yes. Make me feel like the cars. I feel like the cars with my 18 inches going all back. I feel like the cars right now, honey. Baby, Chamel dog thinks she is crazy, honey, over here, Susan, honey. That bitch needs to fucking go some other fucking place. Hold on, we have a call. 508-245. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm good.
So what's going on with you? How you doing?
Life. I just got something to say.
What you got to say?
I didn't know why the fuck they gave Ginger Mizrahi the $5,000.
Oh, Miss Thing. She got it because she vogued down. Miss Thing, then we're going to go.
She didn't vogue down. She didn't vogue down. You were standing in her way with your big ass. Don't.
Oh, my God, honey. Are you still there? Switchboard, bring him back. It's been a long time. It's been about 3 weeks since I caught up, Switchboard. Please bring him back, honey. We gotta call him. I want that caller to call back in because it's been a long time since I caught up, honey. 718-34. Oh, wait, hold on. 50. Hold on 1 minute. Hello? 508-245. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
All right, I want to know, like, you know, the low girl was supposed to win over the mister, all right? That bitch is not even a drag queen or a femme queen. She gets up in them. I mean, I heard that the girl, Jasmine Couture, was even paying out the money.
Excuse me?
Hey, I heard Jasmine Couture wasn't paying the money.
Now, what you were saying? Hello?
You hear me?
Hello? No, I didn't hear what you said, baby. Your phone was breaking up.
As I said, that $5,000 was not supposed to go to Ginger Mizrahi because it was a setup. No, she wasn't supposed to win that.
Oh, well, baby, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. And the other seven legendary judges that was up there, that and those five judges that picked Ginger, they picked her. So she is the new $5,000 bid. You have to live and you have to deal with it. It's nothing else that's going to be done.
She's a new $5,000 bitch. That $5,000 is gone. She's been getting stoned all last week.
Okay, well, if Ginger can do whatever Ginger wants to do with her money, Ginger's a grown-ass woman.
Oh, he's a grown-ass boy.
Okay, well, if that's your opinion, baby. Everybody has an opinion, just like everybody has an asshole. Do you have anything else to say, baby?
A new pair of sneakers, a new outfit, just outfits, a couple of misses, I only have to name them, up in after I was in Brooklyn and everywhere else, getting busted.
Well, if that's what they want to do with their money, baby, let them do what they want to do with their money. That's their money. She works for that money. She works for that
money. Hold on. She's just optimism right here, so respective. Why are people going around saying Jasmine Couture ain't paying niggas for Monday when she's supposed to pay them after the bill?
Excuse me? Jasmine can pay anybody whenever she feels... the fit. She do not have to pay them after the ball. She pays them when she feels fit to pay them.
I'll tell you one thing.
And if she wanted to pay you 3 days later, faggot, you get paid 3 days later. Now take your nasty ass and get the fuck up off of my couch. I'll fuck you to what I've done with you, bitch. Bye, queen. You don't actually really think that you're gonna bust my ass, faggot. Honey. So all the girls that's hitting me up telling me to pay it, Miss Day, I'm just having fun with her, Miss Day. So pay her, Miss Day. But we're done with her. I'm done with her nasty ass, Miss Day. She got nerve, Miss Day, to say what the girls do with their coins. The girls can do whatever they want with their coins. Whether it's $500, whether it's $1,000, whether it's $10,000, $5,000. Whatever the girls want to do with their coins, bitch, they can do whatever they want, bitch. If Ginger snorted every $5,000 that motherfucking Jasmine gave her, that is Ginger's money. She can do what she please to, bitch. Because at the end of the day, it's her coin. She worked for it, bitch. Those five Jenners gave it to her. This faggot still stuck up on that shit. It's been 3 weeks, bitch. We're talking about the black cardboard, bitch. Get a motherfucking life, bitch. Let's call a switchboard. How you doing? Bitch, have fun, Miss Day. She done woke, that caller done woke me up, bitch. Who else is going to wake me up tonight, honey? I was a little drying down, honey. But she woke me up. And I'm ready to be up, honey. Bitch, that answer is true. Yes, it is, honey. I was a little down, honey. She brightened up my spirits, honey. My eyeballs is up, honey. Andre, where you at? Honey. Andre. I don't know where Andre's at, switchboard. I guess his phone must be going on. He said he put the phone down, honey. But where's the 718 caller, honey? Where's the 718? Go back to the 718. I think that's my BNG Gun girlfriend. 718-342, you on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Cabbage?
I want no part. Just listening.
Now, what are you doing?
Nothing, just relaxing until next week. I'm moving next week, hopefully.
Yeah, I should move that, honey. I know that's fine.
But it doesn't matter. The radio station's logged in everywhere, so it don't matter to me.
Yes, I know that's right. The refrigerator.
What's going on, Kelly?
Nothing, honey. I'm just sitting up here just relaxing and just chilling, honey.
I didn't catch the tea. What was the tea about the House of Icon closing?
Oh, no, it's no tea. James said they're not closing. They're a month and a half away from being 10 years strong. They ain't going no place, honey.
Isn't that function in the beginning of January again this year, or did they reschedule it?
I don't know. I didn't ask James that, but I think I'm most likely it'll probably
be in
the
beginning.
It was in
the first ball of the year, except for last year they kind of rescheduled it, but
yeah.
I want to get back on track because they're using the first ball of the year.
Yes, I hope so. I'll be in the building, honey. You know, I support.
Yeah, I
support
never miss Icon function. Yeah.
I support my sister down. I support my sister and father down. I will definitely be in the motherfucking building, honey.
Yeah.
I seen one of your kids in drags this weekend.
Who?
Jamie.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's not the time.
He looked like Storm with his blonde hair.
Okay, that's cute. That's my boo. If that's what he wanted to do, that's what he wanted
yeah.
to
do. Yeah. And then I seen DJ Quetta. DJ Quetta was in drags this weekend, too.
Yeah, well, she do that on the regular.
Oh, he do that on the regular.
Uh-huh.
Mike Q, you need to tell me that Quetta be out on the regular. What's the tea, Mike Q?
He's
in the chat room.
Out on the regular, honey.
I didn't even see Joseph. Where's Joseph?
Where is Joseph at?
Yes.
He's out of town.
Oh, because I didn't see him out this weekend, honey.
No, he went to Ohio.
I know that's right. Joseph stays in Ohio, honey.
I think it's the first time he's been there in a real long time.
I need to go to Ohio and see what's going on in Ohio, honey.
Oh no, he there with Fatty.
With who?
With Fatty.
Yeah. Bitch, it's definitely a weekend. I'm about to fry me some pork chops after the show is over, honey. I have some fried pork chop sandwiches, honey. They're gonna be good, honey.
You know what you do, Kelly? You make it some fried. You fry the pork chops and you smother it with some onions and you take some poached apricots and some white rice, bitch, and some corn, and you're gonna be fry you some corn. And it'll be over, darling.
When I tell you I was on the phone talking to Jasmine earlier, and she told me she had fried her some pork chops and smothered them, honey.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, especially a center cut, cause she's nice and thick. Bitch, when you smother that whore with some onions and green peppers and just, you know, and put you and make you some apricots. What you do is you poach the apricots, and then you get some white rice and some fried corn with butter and season up the corn a little bit, bitch, and put it over there. She'll lay you down for the night.
Yes, honey.
She will lay you down for the night.
Yeah, at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to fry some pork chops, honey. I woke up at 7:30. I woke up at 7:30 this morning, honey, and I had to go to work.
You need to bring the clocks back, honey.
And then after I went to work, honey, I had to come home and I had to take the children to the bus station that was still here in town, honey, and get them going home, honey. And then by the time I got back here in the house from dropping them off at the bus station and running around and doing my errands that I had to do, it was time for me to get on the show. Bitch, I ain't going to stop eating just because I'm on the show, bitch. What the fuck? Honey.
You're not supposed to, honey.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what was Diego feeling in the village this or Halloween, honey. Diego was up engaged this weekend.
But it's Halloween.
Child, there were some bitches that been in drags before Halloween that shouldn't be in drags, honey.
Well, honey, there's some fem queens that should be fem queens, but ain't nobody talking about that.
Ooh. Ooh, child. Hold on, we have a caller. 404-271. You on the recap show. How you doing? 404-271. You on the air.
But they contribute something to them. Like, they eat the guy. They go, 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 they go,
do you know that voice, Cabbage?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Who is that?
Okay.
404-271, you on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I was not trying to push the button. I was just listening, honey.
Who did?
La La, honey.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, Lala, you wasn't trying to press the button. We haven't heard from you in a minute. What the fuck?
I was at school, you know, school and time, honey, you know. Life is catching up with me, honey.
Yes,
but
we haven't heard from you in a minute.
But I do listen to y'all all the time. I go into the archives, so I do know what's going on, honey.
Okay.
I keep up, honey. I'll be reading your tags, honey.
Just as long as you're all right, honey, you got to chime in from time to time, honey.
I know. I've been trying to aim you on Yahoo, you know.
Okay.
Hey, you have a good night, boo.
Okay, you have a good night too, Lala.
All right, baby.
Baby, yes.
Okay. That was dirt from the column, darling.
Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, word. Two-Way said he wants some of those pork chops. They sound real good right now, honey. And I have to give a belated happy birthday to Two-Way, honey. His birthday just passed on the 21st. How you doing, Two-Way?
Oh.
Two-Way's listening to the show, honey. I know that's right. 610-507, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing, chilling. How about them Phillies?
They won?
Yep.
Again, so now it's 2-2?
It's 3-2. New York got three, we got two.
Oh, Philly got two and New York got three?
Yep.
Oh, so they're coming back to New York to play for the next game for New York to win?
I'll see y'all Wednesday.
New York City, honey, since 2003. We watched them win the World Series. How you doing?
Nah, Philly got this one in the red.
No, I have to disagree with you. New York is coming, and they're going to crown the new Yankee Stadium with that title on Wednesday. They're going to have their ticker tape parade in New York City on Friday. So I feel bad for all you Philadelphians, honey. I really do.
Where's Andre?
Andre's bowling. Andre's on his way to the bowling alley, and, you know, he's in and out with us tonight. So it's me and Cabbage. Yeah.
What's up, Cabbage? What's up, Kelly? What's up, y'all?
Baby, how you doing?
All right.
Yes.
Well, when Andre get back on, tell him Big Nose called for him.
I would definitely let Andre know Big Nose call for him. And when they win on Wednesday, we're gonna have a Yankee song on Wednesday for the Yankees. Okay, we're gonna have the Alicia Keys and I mean the Jay-Z and Alicia Keys and New York song for the intro song when the Yankees win on Wednesday.
Nah, Philly got it in the bag.
Okay, well we'll see.
We'll see.
Thank you for calling in.
Not
right.
In New York,
dang. Yeah, Sonny. That was Big Nose. I don't know his name. He said Big Nose. Andre know him by Big Nose switchboard.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah, please, Sonny. Everybody that's in the chat room, who's rooting for Philly? If you're rooting for New York, press 1. If you're rooting for Philly, press 2. I need to know who everybody is going for. Hold on. 310-473. You on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes.
What's up?
What's going on? Hello? Hello? Yes?
Hey.
Hello?
Kelly.
Yes?
Oh, this is Gay Tay.
What's going on, Gay Tay?
Nothing. Just who my new lover now.
What?
My love is Sebastian.
Your love is Sebastian?
Yeah, a scholar.
You and Sebastian is having?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Gates. Hey, what is going on with you, Gates?
Oh, no, what happened?
So you and Sebastian in love?
Yes.
Oh, I know, that's right. You ain't going to Atlanta this weekend?
I stay in Atlanta now. I'm right here. Me and Sebastian laid up.
Oh, you and Sebastian is laid up? Work.
Yes.
Sebastian and Gay Tay is laid up. I'm living, honey.
Baby.
So who doing? So Gay Tay, let me ask you a question. Gay Tay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Who's zooming who?
We didn't take it out. We only jacked Saturday night.
Oh, y'all only had a jack session Saturday night.
Oh, no, man.
We worked it all that. We worked it all that.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kevin.
Honey.
God.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Y'all had a nasty jack session on Saturday.
A butch queen. Yeah. I don't blame you.
So who came first? You or Sebastian? Huh?
I got
Who came first? You or Sebastian?
Sebastian came first. She was real drunk. I was real high.
Oh, I know that's right.
I got a clip like me and like Tap Milan do.
Oh my God. Baby, so the next, after the jack session, it'll be the month session.
And then the fuck session, and then it'll be all
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Bitch, hold on. We have another caller. 212-259. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Yeah, we're
going to
answer this. You talked up
to
347-259.
You're on the air.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Hey, Sister Cabbage.
Hi, sweetness. What's going on? How you been?
Nothing. Hey, sister.
I'm not using you, Miss Thing. You still haven't been home yet, Miss Thing. Girl, you went to go do a ball, Miss Thing, bitch, and it's like you moved.
They said she be back.
Honey. Okay, honey, what the fuck?
Nothing. You got to hear this Neiman Marcus new chip. It's just cute.
What is it?
It gives me, the only thing I was telling you, bitch, they said she be back. She went into the store. I was like, come on, sister.
Oh. Well, bitch, I just got some tea in, honey. They gave the race. What the fuck is up with sexy Lexi Milan getting attacked by a butch queen in drag named Brandon and last night on 13th Street, 13th and Locust, in motherfucking Philadelphia. Sexy Lexi got attacked in Philly on a stroll last night. What the fuck? Oh, I'm gonna fuck you up, Cabbage. But yes, well, since they brung that up, honey, our topic that we're going to be having on Wednesday, it's definitely going to be about the transsexuals, the drag queens, the butch queens. Anybody that walks the streets and walks the beats, honey, is definitely going to be our positive topic that we're definitely going to be having this Wednesday night on our show, honey. And we're definitely going to, I'm definitely going to search around to see, you know, if you have some, I have some butch queens or some trannies or drag queens, you know, that's out there and, you know, and they don't have a problem coming up and, you know, talking about them walking the streets or having an ad posted up this weekend, honey. Not this weekend, but for Wednesday, I'm going to definitely search around and find some people. So if you're definitely out there and you're listening and you definitely don't care that the girls know that you're an escort and you're not ashamed about what you do, honey, definitely please hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@Yahoo.com so you could definitely be a part of our special cast on Wednesday night. How you doing, honey?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yes.
Can I give a shout-out?
Go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Booty. I heard you did your thing, honey, for the Chucky Bride and your team and the other three members that won and my four members that won here in Chicago. Everybody did their thing, so come on, do that. They said TV back.
Yes, Miss Saint, girl, I'm gagging at you.
Why?
Because you're not home yet, Miss Saint. When are you coming home?
Never.
What?
Nothing, sir.
You said never.
Nothing,
yeah,
sir.
Girl, Cabbage, why are you kicking like that, Cabbage?
You were seeing the new New York mother.
Miss Saint.
Yeah, sister.
Oh, so you're leaving New York and you're not coming back?
I already left, bro.
Oh, Miss Saint, I'm gagging. Honey, I'm really gagging, honey.
He said honey, she won't be back.
I'm gagging at you, honey. I'm really gagging.
Sister, go see Michael Jackson movie. It is over.
I'm not going to see Michael Jackson movie. No shame. I'm waiting for Precious to come out. Precious will definitely be out in theaters on Friday, honey. All you girls that definitely want to go see Precious, definitely go see Precious. It's definitely going to be out. I'll catch Michael Jackson on DVD. Honey. But I'm really gagging at you that you're not. So what's the tea? What's going on out that way?
In Chicago?
You in Chicago?
Yes, I'm in Chicago.
When did you get to Chicago?
Miss, I got to Chicago Friday. I've been to St. Louis.
Well, what is going on in Chicago?
Knew, Kelly, that you thought that she was still in St. Louis. I knew she wasn't in St. Louis. That's why I couldn't understand why you keep saying that.
Oh, my God. Well,
no.
What's going on in Chicago now?
That's Herrera headquarters.
What happens?
Herrera headquarters.
I don't know. You
got a Herrera piece?
No.
Oh, it's going to be a battle, Miss Saint. My sister's moving to Chicago. It's going to be a battle between the mayor of Chicago, the mayor versus the new up-and-coming mayor, honey. How you doing? Who's going to win it? Who's going to serve? She's moving to Chicago, switchboard. She's moving to Chicago, honey.
I never said I was moving to Chicago. I just said I hope.
She's moving to the Midwest, switchboard.
Oh, Miss Thing, where are you moving to, girl?
I never said I moved to Chicago.
I need to know where you're going to so I can forward your Christmas gift. Where are you going to be?
Okay, well, you got to get your birthday gift first, sister.
Honey, I already took care of that.
What?
Damn it,
it's your kid. Why is Buster thinking she's in that background? She put that in them candy yams, bitch. That's why she laughing like that. And, I have a message to give y'all. Y'all cannot call James. Y'all cannot call James Icon Father. It was told to me that we're supposed to call him Daddy. I know he is gagging right now. But Nicole said that she wanted everybody to call him Daddy, not Father. Nicole, we'll put y'all in on that, but she told me that I was not allowed to call James. We was not allowed to call James Father. We were supposed to call him Daddy. So, Daddy, could you please call back in and clear it up so they know why they're supposed to call you Daddy? Thank you, Daddy.
I'm gagging at you, honey. back in that you're moving. James is there.
Hey, is that Daddy?
No, Sylvan, no. He wasn't. Oh, that's not cute. That's not cute.
I'm only going by what your daughter told me. I could not step over her head. Oh, no. No, not on the radio. No.
I'm telling you, if I would have called you that F word, she would have went in.
No.
I can't tell nobody why, but she would have went in on me. So how you doing, Daddy? Daddy, I call.
Shut up.
I'm gonna fuck that bitch up. Don't y'all call me that. Don't y'all call me that. Hey, do you remember the first person that used to call you Daddy?
Hey, Daddy, stop that.
Do you remember the first person that used to call you Daddy?
Who, Daddy? Who?
Off of Notion, the person lived on Notion Avenue.
Yes, I do remember.
Okay. I used to ask her all the time, why do you call? Because that's what he is to me. That's my daddy. I just give a. But you older than him now. You know, that don't mean nothing. I was okay. And I was wondering if you would remember. It wasn't Miss Khadidra at that time.
Oh, hey, it was never Khadidra.
Exactly.
Khadidra!
Everybody mistakes Khadidra for Lincoln.
Yeah, they did. It was Lincoln. It wasn't Khadidra.
It was Lincoln that you was mashing off, you know.
Hey, y'all gonna get me in trouble over here. Hey.
Come on, Puss in Boots.
It was Puss in Boots. It was Lincoln, honey.
Oh, shoot.
Like a lot of old way I see, James.
Hey, Eddie.
Daddy, can you hear me?
And James, let's see how many houses he's been through. Mooglair, Dupree, Jordan.
Jordan. Who was it, Jordan?
What was Miss... I'm sorry. Yeah. You've been around the world and what house was Miss Donnie in again? She was in
Donnie was a Gautier, then he was a Revlon with
and
her.
Then he was Father Osbeck. Yeah.
Y'all
hearing
me out on the radio. Come on now.
I love to give a shout out to my best sister who was by my side when my mama passed. Miss Katrina, aka Donna Summer, I love you.
That's right, Katrina.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Y'all are airing me out. This is bad.
This is not bad. It's history.
Yeah.
Yes,
Daddy. Oh, yeah. So I guess they... So what is they going to call you now? Daddy, not James, or not... Father.
I was told that we are not allowed to call him in the ballroom scene Father anymore. We're supposed to call him Daddy because Ms. Nicole said if we were to call him that F word, if you notice I'm not saying that word, I keep saying F. If we were to say that, she was going to go off, so I got to respect my daughter.
Okay, so we no longer call him the F word. We call him Daddy.
And I keep saying all three words.
I'll be calling James James. Yeah.
Right, like you always been calling
him. Yeah, I'm going to call him James or, you know. How you got in that shirt so slim? Yeah, but I'm Daddy.
Okay.
Hello, James.
Wait. I'm sorry. Hi, Cabbage. How are you, Auntie? Yes. Let me tell you. You know what, Cabbage? You are so from an old school because you just know all his team. Why?
Nicole.
Listen. I'm not allowed.
You better shut up.
I'm not coming back out no more.
I know where you live. I'll kick open that motherfucking door. You better shut your mouth.
And now you know why they call her Daddy.
And Nicole, before you say anything, let me tell you who's worse than you. He got a child that's worse than you. DeAndre is worse than you. You hear me?
Yeah,
Oh, DeAndre is worse than you. Oh, don't talk about James. You know that's my father. Please. Let it go, Miss Cavs. Let it go, Miss Cavs, because you know that's my daddy. You know, come on. No matter how much wrong he do, that's my daddy. I said, DeAndre, that is so bad, but I, you know what? That's a good thing. And I don't blame you. So, Nicole, don't spill too much, because, you know.
No, I'm not. No, you already did it. It's just you spilled past. It's just going on in the future. So he's daddy now. It's reoccurring for him again.
Listen, I'm going to fuck you up when I see you.
How you going to fuck up? You done been married. You done got so many kids. You got your own house. You got a good job. What else you got? What else?
And he's big. He walks around with Tim's leather coat and everything. Mac Daddy, the youngest
big daddy.
Hi, father. I just want them to call him Daddy because he's not, you know, he's doing good. Father, no, Daddy. That's my daddy.
Daddy. You got like James that deserves Daddy. And you know, that's the House of Icon thing. Dre deserves Daddy-O. You know, Jahar deserves Daddy-O.
Right. Thank you, Cabbage.
You give him what he deserves. He's Daddy to you. Dre is Daddy-O to us. I mean, that's our big Daddy-O. Even though Dre is short, he's still big Daddy-O because when he opens his mouth, regardless of how much you don't want to hear, you better listen. So, it's Daddy. And so, James, take that in stride. So, how old are you again? 40?
Right. You know, they shouldn't be calling him father because y'all know my father's dad, bitch. He's daddy. That's daddy.
Wait. He also got a new title now in the Baldwin scene. That's the call, Daddy.
Daddy. Old Daddy. Leather Daddy.
Yeah,
Tambling Boots.
Did a really good job. That's why he's daddy. That was O.T. It's a lot of news.
So, Nicole. In favor for you, I will make sure that he will have a new daddy chair.
Thank you.
Daddy all over the place.
Daddy all over the place.
I gotta add my Madonna in it because you know when she and popping on Preacher Glory, Daddy, Daddy, if you can only see.
Big Daddy.
Erica Law said hi, James.
Erica Law said hi.
He said hi to you.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy. You listening, but you didn't hear what I said. You see what I mean? They're trying to go. He listening to the show. He heard what I just said right now. No, that's Daddy.
Daddy.
Miss Nicole, you know I gotta tell you.
Hold on. I like father better. I like daddy. I like father better. Cause daddy seems like I want him to spank my ass or something.
I'm not talking about, like, sexual. I'm not talking about that. It's bigger than that. When he's father and old and all he can do is give wisdom and knowledge and he's sitting in his chair at home, you know, we respect father. But that's daddy. He's all over the world, like Cabbage just said. He looks fucking good. All the kids are loving him. Cabbage, you got to get the tea.
I'm going to find out what my child calls her.
Thank you.
See what I mean, Cabbage? Whoa, wait a minute, Calvin. What's up? Hey.
Honey, and you want to speak to Daddy or Sweet Cabbage or you want to speak to Kool-Aid or Nicole, definitely press one at this time because we got Daddy and we got Daddy the Icon with the girls on the phone line. So if you want to speak to Daddy, honey, press one. Daddy is here, honey. How you doing?
I'm going to take a deep breath. He's my father. He's not everybody's father.
Hold on. for y'all. Somebody want to speak to Daddy, honey. 859-803. You on the air with Daddy. How you doing?
Oh, shit. What's good, everybody? This 11. I was just listening.
This 11? Who? 11-inch King?
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole, that's 11-inch King from the chat room, Nicole.
Hi. How are you? What's up, Nicole?
How you doing?
I'm great, and I'm single, so what's up?
Hey, don't be sending me no messages on BZC talking about I'm stalking you. The girl sent me the link.
No, I was just playing now because I looked at that because Sonny was playing with me and he showed you my page.
Oh, so you knew he wanted me and you sending him messages? Icon Nicole at yahoo.com.
How about you hit me up on IamJohnsonD_DJ@yahoo.com?
Oh, you're making it so difficult.
Well, I love it. 11-inch King.
Wait,
hold on. 11-inch King, you hit me up and I forward you her name. How you doing?
All right, I got you.
Okay, okay. Thank you, 11-inch King. Hit me up, 11-inch King, and I'll forward her your name. How you doing? Next caller, please. Oh, Nicole Perry is wet, honey. Gay Tay, you back on the air. How you doing?
Oh, this is bad.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Tay, what's up?
Cool.
Hello?
Shelly.
Yes?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on? You and Sebastian still over there in that hotel being nasty?
No, I'm at home in my apartment.
Who this?
This is Gay Tay.
Oh, so you and Sebastian being nasty in that hotel?
No, we never did nothing in the hotel. We was at my place.
Oh, you was in your place. Sebastian.
Honey, this show's about Daddy right now.
We heard his teeth. See, this is what I'm talking about, Kelly. We're not going to do that with me on the phone. My daddy on his phone. No, we're talking about how bad this man is. Daddy,
I'm just a regular person.
Baby, I don't know where 11-inch King Dog started, honey. Gay Tay, thank you for calling in, Gay Tay. Hope we can put Gay Tay back on hold. I don't know what 11-inch King Dog started, but, honey, the girl is hitting me up, and they want his screen name, honey. Now, and I'm talking about the girls, honey. The Fem Queens are hitting me up, and they want him to call.
You see, I bet they are. That's why I don't like them. I bet they are.
Nicole, you cannot be upset if other people are interested in someone. It's all about the person that you're dealing with.
But he's interested in me.
Nicole, your daddy is speaking, and daddy won't know what.
Yes, daddy is speaking. Hold on, we got another caller. 718-642. You on the air with daddy? How you doing?
Oh, come on now.
718-641. Yes, you on the air with daddy? How you doing? You just listening?
Do you think, prove that? Do you know anything about daddy?
Okay.
Do you think that's his name, right?
He don't do the Fem Queens no more.
We're not talking about the Fem Queens. You don't have to be a Fem Queen. You could be a dyke. You could be a boy. When you look at him, you know. That's daddy icon. Come on.
Someone hurts him. This is bad.
Daddy icon is really doing a lot.
What you say, Kevin?
Next caller, Kevin.
Known to do a lot.
Cabbage.
I didn't hear that.
Cabbage.
From the handball courts on Merrick Boulevard, yeah, you've been known to do a lot.
Okay.
Murder.
Hey.
Yeah,
but you know Cabbage knows all of it. So
she
look at, she's telling it all.
Oh, so we got somebody from Philadelphia on the phone line. 215-3-1.
You
connect
me through
my number.
It's in the queue.
Put me on my other phone. You on the air with Daddy.
Hey,
Tinkerbell.
Daddy. Hey,
Tinkerbell.
Daddy. This is Mike and Najee.
Tinkerbell.
Y'all are stupid. Don't fall into the trap with these girls. You understand?
Daddy. I'm calling you father. I'm not calling you daddy. I'm calling you father.
Okay.
Who's that?
All right, daddy. Okay, here y'all go. Y'all trying it with the daddy shit.
I don't know who that is, but I told them.
Mm-hmm. Nicole,
that's
this Mike, is Mike. This is your brother.
That's Mike and him from Philly.
Oh, Mike. You gotta call him daddy.
Hey, daddy.
Thank you.
Mike, what happened to you coming to the Globe on Saturday?
I went to Asians after that, and I got really, really drunk at Asians. I had a good old time at Asians.
Ate those cocktails, everything for $4 or $6 at Asians?
I had me a nasty time in Asians, and I went back home, and, you know, I had a good time.
Is this sports my number?
Wait, is this Icon Mike?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, brother. Hey, mama.
What's going on? Because I was going to say, if you was recording her father, I was going to speak to you.
What's the deal? You know, I had to say hi to everybody on the phone. What's going
Mike.
On?
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
Let me tell you, he's our father. You see, this is how we're going to separate it, because there's too much going on. No, it is too much going on. He's our father. He's the dad.
And if you're my brother, when you're around me with him, you will call him what now?
Daddy.
Okay.
But I was just calling to say hi to everybody. You know.
Hi, Mike.
What's good? You know, I'm going back to just listening now. I'm about to go smoke a Dutch.
Okay.
You
know,
no, that's right.
You know we're
supposed so to
now,
be closing,
so the call,
right?
So now, what you saying, Nicole, so I can clarify this. So now, when I call him out, I have to call him out as Daddy Icon.
Icon, yes. And you got it. And you know what?
No,
I want the fabulous thing with it, Kelly. I want you to overstep.
No,
I want
no.
you to so my mother going to do it. You got to
no.
give it. I want to
no.
give it. I want, yeah, he's hot. Y'all going
to
read
it. You got to get the value. Can I see the legendary, the daddy, daddy, I-C-O-S, daddy, I-C-O-S,
daddy,
oh, yes. You know, I got to get my chant ready for the rumble, honey. Daddy,
you
daddy, I-C-O-S, yes.
You
got to
go.
You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go old school. And you gotta go, daddy's little girl. Daddy won't know I hurt them.
Somebody call Sanaya. Sanaya, help me. Sanaya.
Bozo, we got somebody from Atlanta. 404-438. You on the air with daddy?
You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go old school. You gotta go, daddy's little girl.
Wait. 404-438. 404-438, you on the air with daddy? Atlanta, are you there?
They hear us.
Honey,
at least we know that they heard us. You know?
Oh, they gone. They gone. I heard their computer, but they ain't want to talk, honey.
But they heard us.
Yes. The girls are on the air. Oh, bitch, when I tell you, let me tell y'all, I found a new phenomenon around my way at the 7-Eleven, bitch. Girl, they have the double gulp. They have the double gulp, bitch, honey. When I tell you, she stands from my motherfucking knee up to my motherfucking calf, Miss Thang. She's a big cop, Miss Thang, and they call her the double gulp. I have been gulping for days, bitch. I have about 8 gulp cups in my house, bitch. I've been gulping for days. $1.39 at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my house, they have the double gulp. If you in the 7-Eleven area, honey, please stop by and pick you up a double gulp for $1.39. And then you can also take your cup back to the gas station and get you a refill for $1.08, bitch. How you doing?
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Bubby Redline.
Bitch, I have been gulping for days, bitch. Yes, the double gulp, bitch. Honey, she is everything, bitch. After the show is over, I'm about to ride around the corner to the gas station, 3 blocks from my house, and fill up on my double gulp before the night is over.
I got to talk to my sister, Jack, and let her make the new drink called the Daddy at the next rumble.
Yes. Boy, yes, it's a tribute. That's exactly how I want everyone to look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for all you
Daddy.
Girls, honey, come out and support me and my legendary sunshine, about Miss Rahi, on Thursday's night at the Battle Zone, honey. I'm going to make sure the bartenders have a special drink on Thursday night here in the 5th, on the 5th, here in the Bronx. It's a fab place. Grand prize is open to all performance for $260. It's $5 to walk, honey, and you just bring it with your $5, honey. And we got to have a special drink this Thursday called Daddy.
Daddy Icon.
Daddy Icon, because anybody with Daddy Icon.
Hold on, we have another caller, 312-772. You on the air with Daddy. How you doing?
Shit.
312-772, you on the air? Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air with Daddy? You not talking? I don't know what's going on, honey. It's no longer the recap Monday night. It's called Daddy.
Oh, come on.
The topic
now.
Is Daddy, honey. How you doing? We changed the topic at midway through the show. The show is called Daddy. You on the air with Daddy, Nicole, Cabbage, and Kool-Aid. How you doing?
Oh,
yes. Baby.
Right,
call
Ed
if you want to talk to Daddy, because Daddy's on the phone. Honey.
Daddy Icon, Daddy. Icon.
No,
yes, that's right.
Yes. Yes, yes, Erica Lord, this is the Daddy show tonight, honey. It's all about Daddy tonight, honey.
Eric, don't listen to them, Eric. Don't listen to
no,
them.
No, Eric, listen. Listen, it's good.
Which Eric is this?
Erica Lord.
Oh, Alora?
Yes, Erica Lord, honey.
Hey, Eric!
Yes, honey. Erica Lord's in the chat room. Susan Mizrahi's in the chat room. She's in the chat room. Jahira, honey, it's Curtis in the chat room. It's a lot. Alana Mizrahi's in the chat room, honey. We have a whole bunch of guests.
Where
right
is
right
the Mizrahi that was at this label? But what's his? Is his name Amori?
Who?
Is that Mizrahi? That's the Mizrahi. He's dark skinned. He had glasses. His name is Amori.
And where he walked?
I think he walked both them.
Yeah.
He, you, Amori, you are a very, very, very nice person. Gag, I never knew you was in the house of Mizrahi. I did not know you vogued. And I had such a wonderful time with you at the Rainbow Ball. You really made my night. You are so lovely. I really gagged when they said, that's Amori. I said, that's who and who? But he was so nice, and it wasn't nothing about who he was, and I had so much fun with him. He ran around and acted like a fool with me just like I liked it. I had so much fun.
Eric said to tell you hi too, Kool-Aid, and let me give you some food for thought, Nicole. He does the girls. How you doing?
Well, I wasn't meaning like I had so
oh, but
much,
I'm just giving you food for thought.
Oh.
He does the girls, too. How you doing?
Leave him alone. Amori's a nice guy. Leave him alone.
Yes, honey.
What are you trying to imply, Daddy?
I'm not trying to imply nothing, but, you know.
I'm a bad girl.
My daughter, Harmony, is sitting up on the couch right now in the living room on her laptop with her big gulp in her lap, honey. You know, we went out and we got our big gulps, honey.
Catherine, you really pumping to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to the House of Bakery. Right. I'd like to give a shout-out to the House of Bakery. Black Milan, you know what I'm talking about. Maya, Icon, you know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to say no more. The House of Bakery, y'all know what I'm talking about. And Eric Milan, where is my guest? Thank you.
Oh, my God. Y'all are causing havoc.
Yes, bitch. I'm on the road this week and going to Boston, honey. I gotta stop at 7-Eleven, honey, and give me a big gulp. I hope they sell them in all 7-Elevens, honey, because baby, she on.
And Kelly.
Yeah.
Make sure your two daughters and your niece show you the new catwalk. Miss Foxy Milan and Miss Ayana Milan. And it's pretty, Alora. It's this new catwalk, girl. We were doing it at Escalese, bitch, and we forgot to show you. Do you know what I'm talking about? I love your nieces.
Mm. I'd like to give a shout-out to Gidget.
Yes, I like to give a shout out to Queen Mother Ashley Icon. I like to give a shout out to Sabrina Icon, honey. Where's Tom Rick, honey? He had to call in a minute, bitch. I'm worried about him.
He's listening.
Tyreek, press one, bitch. You have to call in a minute, honey. Yeah, honey. Yes. How you doing?
Oh God.
Bitch. Yes, I gotta give a big shout out to Eternity, honey. How you doing, Eternity?
Lady E, I love you.
Yes, honey.
Like, shout out to Wizzy.
Yes, a big shout out to Wizzy, honey. Oh, they said Pretty was at Alegria this weekend too, honey. How you doing, Pretty?
Yeah. I hear that this club is popping. It's like they said, in order to have an okay time, you have to have $500.
Girl, you stay out of Alexandria.
Nicole,
I just
want to let me tell you, Nicole, you know, it's been a minute, miss. It's been a minute since, you know, since I played around and dibble the dabble or anything, mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go so bad, mistake, but if I would have went, I would have relapsed, mistake. And I haven't played in such a long time, and I would have relapsed. Because you
oh
have to even, if you know,
God.
if you go into AA or you go into any type of drug or anything, baby, you go there, baby, you will relapse. So I couldn't go, and I have been clean and pure for the last year and a half, and so I couldn't go. But if I would have went, I would have relapsed, because, you know, you got to start off with three before you leave the house, mistake. You got to have your other four for every hour on the hour. You got to have one, mistake. And the drinks is like $12, mistake, and the water is like $8, mistake. And you just be so good with your big black glasses standing on the speaker, mistake, with your titties out, mistake, bitch. It'd be crazy up in there, bitch. I'd be feeling like I'm Sonia, mistake. And I'm like, you know how big I am, mistake. And I be feeling like I'm Sonali on the speaker, mistake, bitch. And they can't tell me shit, bitch. I be ready to get my neck in, bitch.
I wouldn't be on no speaker. Daddy don't want me to go to you.
You'll be butt naked, sister, bitch.
And all the last queens, and they just doing it all in front. Oh my God,
sister. The last time I went, sister, I felt like I was a 1-2, bitch. I had my titties out, the shirt was off, mistake, and I just had a bra on. You know, I got stomach for days, mistake. I took my shirt off, sister, mistake. I'm not gonna put the femme queens names out there. That was their mistake. But all my other girlfriend sisters that was there, they had their little bras on, mistake, and their little low rider jeans, mistake. I had to feel like them. I took my shirt off, mistake, and I had stomach.
To come and get me.
And I had stomach and titties all over the place, bitch. And I felt like I was the one with those girls, mistake. The girls, I gagged when I got home, and 2 days later after I recuperated, Jack showed me the pictures, mistake, standing there next to all those other femme queens, mistake, and I had no shirt on with the rest of the mistake. I felt really embarrassed, mistake. But she took me there.
I'd like to give a shout out to Josh Milan. Happy belated birthday, sister. And Fred, I heard your boy was a success. I wish I was there, but I had to work. Get your life.
I was trying to get there. Well,
sending me a visual, honey. Somebody is sending me a visual from the club. I'm waiting for it to. Ooh! Mistake, all these children with those shirts on and everything up in here, mistake. I would have been one of them, mistake. I'm glad I didn't go. We had the big eyes this year and everything, mistake. Bitch. Baby. Oh my God, they just sent me a visual of Alegria. Mistake, I would have been up in here with these children, honey. It was fab, bitch. It was definitely fab, but I'm glad I did not go, bitch, honey, because, girl, I would have relapsed.
I got to tell you about St. Louis, too, sister. One-on-one, girl. I'll call you later.
Oh, this is Eric. Eric sent me pictures from Alegria, honey. Oh, it was packed up in the building. It was definitely packed up, and the children was in there. And you got all these children with those shirts on and everything, bitch, honey. Alegria is so fat, mistake. It rains and it snows and everything inside the club, mistake.
Short Eric. Short Eric Allure, right? Eric Montana Allure?
Yes.
Okay.
Baby, chill. Anybody else on the phone line and you went to Alegria or you want to talk to Daddy, definitely feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and come up on the phone lines. How you doing?
Gidget, don't listen to them, Gidget. Don't listen to them.
Who is Gidget?
Ah.
See what I'm talking about, Gavin?
Oh, Alegria? Oh, okay. Oh, they hit me up and asked me what is Alegria. Alegria is this club that comes around every couple of months, and it travels. Alegria is a club that travels all across the country, and it comes to New York, like, on Halloween and New Year's and, like, sometime during the summertime. And it's nothing but techno music. So if you're not really into techno music, or if you're not a girl that, you know, dibble and dabble into things, you know, because some girls do. But some, I'm not going to say everybody, but some people just go to just listen to the music, be with their girls, honey. But then you have other girls like myself from back in the days, just saying, that, you know, we have to take a little something-something just to be in there with the techno music with our big black glasses on, Miss Thing. Titties really be pushed, Miss Thing. Jeans be really tight, Miss Thing. Ankle boot on, honey. Feeling like you, Sanaya, Miss Thing, with no shirt on, Miss Thing. When you know you 300-plus pounds, Miss Thing, you should have a shirt on. And your titties be out, Miss Thing, and you be rolling, Miss Thing. You leave your house about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, Miss Thing. You don't get out the club until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the next afternoon, honey. And you be high out your mind, and you be sitting there, Miss Thing. And then 2 days later, Miss Thing, when Jack show you the pictures, Miss Thing, and you sitting there with just a black and red bra on, Miss Thing, with no shirt on and all his stomach next to all these other small film queens that should have, that shouldn't have a shirt on, Miss Thing, you know, okay, it's time for me to take a relapse, honey. It's time for me to, no, I mean, not relapse. It's time for me to stop for a minute, honey. So I had to stop for a minute.
How you doing?
So, that's what Allegria is for the person that hit me up. But it's sad, Miss Thing. Honey, it is really fab, and I was so itching to go, Miss Thing. I had to get underneath the covers, honey, and turn the air conditioning and the fan on, Miss Thing, and eat me 3 chicken wings, Miss Thing, 3 chicken drums and some motherfucking white rice and cornbread, and go to sleep, so I wouldn't go.
Wow. I used to have a crush on Eric Olor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
See what I mean, Callie?
Oh. No, you can't. Eric, call Ed. Eric, call Ed. How you doing?
No. Y'all are so fierce.
Eric, call Ed so you can talk to Daddy.
No. Eric has a lover, and so, you know, and anyway, you know, that was a long time ago, you know.
Baby.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah. And I love my
candle. Yes, Kool-Aid, and you getting up here, your brother about to leave. Your brother about to leave for a whole month, Miss Thing, and you not even here to see your brother off tomorrow?
My brother's leaving?
Yes, he's leaving to go to Kentucky for a whole month.
Come on, brother, I'll meet you there.
Oh, shit. Kool-Aid, she's going to meet you in Kentucky.
I miss my brother, too. That's the only one I can put my sister in check.
What are y'all talking about here?
Who's that?
Hey.
What y'all doing?
You tell us what you doing.
Oh, no, I was just checking your show out for the first time. You guys are off the chain in here.
And who is this?
This is 6ix9ine.
Oh, this is 6ix9ine. This is 6ix9ine from the chat room. Oh.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're fine, 6ix9ine. Where you from, 6ix9ine?
Actually, I'm from D.C.
Oh, 6ix9ine is from D.C., Nicole. So you can take off that sexy voice. He's not in the tri-state area. So this is your first time listening to our show, 6ix9ine?
Absolutely. You guys have me chuckling.
Oh. How did you find out about us, 6ix9ine?
Actually, I was bored. I'm also a BTR host, but I was bored and surfing around seeing who had an interesting show and what you guys were doing. So, you know, I saw your show and I jumped in the chat room and I heard y'all going crazy. So I figured I'd call in.
Yes, we're here every night from Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday from 11 to 1. And sometimes we even be here until 3 in the morning, honey, if the show really gets hot.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And Pop Inc., this is my actual voice. Now, if you want me to put some effects on it, then this is my unnatural voice.
Oh, so are you straight or gay, 6ix9ine?
This is my natural voice. Say what?
Are you straight or gay?
I'm actually straight. Sorry.
Oh, you're actually straight. Well,
yeah.
myself, I'm a transsexual. My other two girlfriends on the line with me are transsexual, and we have our big daddy on the line also.
Okay.
Yes.
But I don't look like a transsexual, okay? So don't listen to her, okay?
You don't look like a transsexual, okay?
Okay? Mm-mm. I'm not like that.
Hey,
I don't,
you know,
claim
that.
Okay.
Whatever works.
Now, you see, now we're not going to go through this because you see 6ix9ine. Now you have all these girls and guys that's hitting me up and they want to know how old you are and all types of other questions. We're not going to go through that with 6ix9ine. If he want to answer any questions, y'all hit him up in the chat room. He's in the chat room. Y'all private message him in the chat room. I'm not going through that on here. Okay. Baby.
At first, I thought.
But 6ix9ine, you sound like you're about 39 or something like that.
I thought you weren't going to go through that, but no, that's not a problem. I'm actually 37.
Oh, yes, you sound like a real older, sophisticated man.
That's just and cleaning it up. You know, I can, you know, go back to the hood on you, but I'm not trying to do that. You know, I'm trying to be nice. Just call in, say hey.
You sound
okay.
Very blown everywhere.
What kind of show do you
have,
6ix9ine?
I actually do celebrity interviews, and then I actually have a.
Oh, you do celebrity interviews. Right. So you're in the chat room right now?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room, and a couple people done hit me up privately.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hit you. I'm one of the co-hosts from the show here, honey. My name is Overall Mother. And I'm gonna hit you up because we can work some business out, honey. With my show and your show, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you. I would definitely want to thank you for definitely calling in, and definitely
feel free
to definitely come back through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're here.
All right, hey, no problem. You can go ahead and kick me off the line now. I'll go back into the chat room and mess with
you. Okay,
everybody.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's 6ix9ine, honey. He's listening to the show, honey.
At first, you know, I thought it was my ex-boyfriend trouble, honey. I was like, what?
I don't know. Toy's in there, honey. He's in the chat room. Tyreek, you on the air. How you doing, Tyreek? Where you been at?
I've been chilling. What's up? Hey, Father.
You don't call N no more nothing. His name is Daddy. This is lessons with the icon, honey. Our special topic with Daddy.
Hold on, Nicole.
You messing up my topic. Nobody's not gonna know who we're talking about when you say father. This is lessons with the icon Andre Mizrahi. He's out bowling, so Kelly is hosting the show tonight, and the topic is daddy.
Somebody just hit me up and said, "Get online."
Well, we on the air with Daddy. His name is Daddy.
Hey, Daddy, how are you?
No longer call him Father, because you know all the tea too. He's hot, so we're gonna call him Daddy.
I just got some tea on him, but I can't do that because then he'll disown me.
And Selma got some tea, and Cabbage gave some tea. Daddy is
hot. You know, I can't see.
What's up, Cabbage?
What's going on, bro?
I need you to call me after this show.
You gotta work tomorrow?
No. Because
I'll be out at 3:30.
Okay, I'll meet you.
Okay, this is Council.
Where is Daddy at?
Wait a minute, Blackie. What tea you got?
Ooh, darling,
darling, baby.
Yeah, wait. Just know, you gotta be like, just know, Daddy got some company coming this weekend.
Wait a minute.
See what I said, Mother? I'm telling the truth. Look, he's hot. You can't come, but look, he's been in the scene for a long time. He's successful. He look good, and they love him.
No.
I wonder when he's
going to
go through his recession.
Listen. He got company coming from all the way across the states, like far.
Hey.
I'm sorry. They asked me. It's a show, Daddy.
Daddy is hot.
Daddy is
I told
fire.
You,
Miss
Kelly, you're not getting it.
So I hope I don't got to have an emergency house meeting.
Mm. Oh, no, we're not doing Gay Tay no more, Switchboard. No, if it ain't nobody else, we're not doing Gay Tay.
Hey, Selvin. Hey.
Kelly asked me, did I know some tea? So I just told what I knew.
Daddy is hard.
Y'all wait till I get y'all.
Ooh, see, that's why I didn't want to say nothing. He's a vindictive son of a you know what.
Well, you know what? I'm not coming out, so he won't get me.
Hello, you see me. I'll get the cut.
I know where you live.
Okay.
Well, the cabbage just explained to you this is a tribute. This is old, but this is not a bad thing.
Don't
you
act like
daddy
that.
Daddy icon. Like daddy O, like Drake. That was but just like that. Yes, that's how I mean it. That's daddy. Y'all all better call him it. I'm going to have a problem.
Oh, God. This is God.
So we changing your name?
Yes,
his name is Daddy Icon now.
Kelly, my daughter in my head. Kelly, come on. Help me out here. You falling into the bunch with them.
Trisha, if you want to overcharge,
but I like that ring, and then I'm sitting here, and I'm sitting here right here with my notepad, with my picture on the front of it right now, and I'm sitting here, and I'm working this chain out for you for the rubble for next week.
Oh,
Hardy.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Work, Kelly. Work, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Hey, my auntie just hit me up. I can give a big shout-out to my auntie. She just hit me up. It's Macago. How you doing?
Yes, please help me.
You're going to get on here and give us some tea on you, too.
Yes.
My sister ain't going to tell no tea.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, I didn't tell no tea. I just told that you just got company coming this week.
So
I don't know what kind.
All the way from the Midwest.
Oh, mm.
All the way from the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, not from that side, from the other side of the Midwest.
Is that
it's
old
really,
cabbage?
It's not really a lot of cute things in the Midwest.
Oh, yes, it is. On the side where he shot that, you sure
is. Kelly, he is over, Kelly. He is over.
Yes. Ooh,
this is a diamond in the rut, darling. I
boom,
just got to see.
Oh, this is a piece of coal, honey. And when you chop the coal up, it's a diamond in the middle.
Mind you, if you think about where it's at, you know who it is.
Okay, wait. Be quiet. I'm gonna give y'all a big hint.
Switchboard, see if you see that number, honey. Hold on. Tony about to call in, honey. How you doing?
Y'all want me to give y'all a hint?
No,
yeah.
Tony Macago, honey, the icon. He about to
listen,
call in, honey.
Listen, Kelly, y'all want me to give y'all a hint?
What?
Just know he's in a house that Jason just got kicked out of.
That's all you got to tell me. I'm going to do my investigation after the show is over. I'm just going to do my investigation.
All right. Well, Mother, did you find out who it was in your house?
I'm going to get to it.
What?
I thought it was a pretty boy in my house.
No.
James Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Wait. No, it's not, Tovin. It's not a pretty boy in your house.
I know it's not a pretty boy no more.
I don't even know that boy.
I know that one, too.
I don't know that boy. Y'all know who y'all talking about, that pretty boy. I don't know him. You know, and he had me.
No, we talking about the realness with the twist child.
There you go, Miss Nicole.
Eat it, Nicole.
I don't have no always in my house.
He's not always.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have no always in my chapter.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Hold on. The icon himself, honey, Tony Milan is on the line. How you doing?
She's not gonna give up. No tea on James. You can forget it.
Yes.
Hello.
Sis, they got me on here. Sis, you know, I already know who it is, sis. I cannot wait to see this.
Auntie. Stay neutral, top shelf.
Maya's rum, pineapple juice with a splash of grenadine.
Thank you. I will say this much about him, though. He's one of the finest motherfuckers out there, though. No shade. I will give him that much, though.
I will say that much.
He's one of the finest men out there, though.
And one thing you know about James, when James put his name on somebody, he done stalked him, investigated him, had him research, Googled him four times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, James don't play no mess up.
No.
James don't
play
no mess
up. Like
a bad habit.
Yeah. He knew who to call it to ask about. He already asked the right people that gave him the right information.
Look at all these years, they ain't doing it like you. You're doing it good, Daddy. I'm so proud. Nicole,
you and him shop at two different supermarkets, that's why.
Well, wait a minute.
Actually, he's my father, and we really, really don't. And he's doing good. He's doing really good.
Well,
I'm
shopping
in the same market.
You
shop
at the fish
really
market,
don't.
And he shop at the, you know, the young market.
Well, you know what? I am in the Midwest. Let me call Miss Nina.
But you're on the wrong side of the Midwest.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side, so.
No, baby.
This is James. James, I want to say one thing, because you are turning it right now. No shade. You are turning it.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you when the show is over, because you just turned it. I'm going to listen to what's going on. You turned it. No shade.
Right.
I'm going to.
Wait, they're not even talking about the person
being
you were talking about.
I know when they said the Midwest, I said, wait, what the fuck
are
they talking about?
That ain't that funny.
They gagged me with the Midwest. Okay.
Mother, excuse me.
What's up, Kelly?
Hold on 1 minute.
I got on late because I had to listen to Wednesday night show. I heard that Miss Jennifer was reading down, honey, so I had to get on here.
I'm just gagging. I'm waiting for somebody to hold on. Y'all talk for 1 minute.
I need that confirmation too, Kelly.
Look, I just came across my airways and I have to make a phone call. So y'all talk for 1 minute.
Well, Nicole, if you want to know what Escada is, we will see them at the Escada Ball next month.
Selvin,
you were taking your clothes off at the ball,
getting ready to fight.
What happened,
girl? I can talk to my sister anytime.
Arcee,
yes.
I will call you on the 101.
Okay. I thought it was something about some status and the girls didn't see it. And girl, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I don't take no sides in this, and I just keep him moving.
I'm not giving up to you about anybody, no shade. Not even the good guy, but you know, I'm not into that no more. Cause that's the old me, honey. I ain't got time for that bullshit.
You must have got old since 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not true. They're not in Escada.
Talking about one or in particular person. If other people know about in particular people, then that's them. But I was just talking in general.
Is the person named Dante?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know where it's from.
No.
Who's Dante?
The person is not.
Who's Dante? It's not him, so who is that?
From the Midwest.
Okay, you're still in the Midwest. Okay.
Oh, God, y'all are blowing me.
Everybody else shopping out there, because Andre was out there last week.
Andre.
Is Andre on the phone?
No, Andre not on the phone.
Sorry, he'll get me tomorrow, honey.
Hello, I'm back.
No, I saw Jack Sack. That's right. Everybody going bowling tonight in Atlanta. That's right.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask him a few questions. I wanted to interview him.
Who?
Andre.
Oh.
It's like Interview with the Vampire.
Yes, girl. I felt like somebody was feeling very Charlotte's Web these days, girl. What was going on with all that?
Charlotte's Web. Oh.
What is Charlotte, girl? What is she? Now, you be on point with my shit, girl. You be catching it all the time. Now you on delay now.
Chill, honey.
Kelly, what was the tea you was getting?
Oh no, honey. Somebody had hit me up. Somebody had hit me up and said that Albert Ivisu had died, but it wasn't him. His mother had passed away.
Okay. That's why when you said you was getting the tea, I knew what you was talking about. That's why I said I need that confirmation too, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah, because I was gagging when they hit me up and said that, but no, his mother passed away.
Our prayers definitely
go out to Albert Ivisu and his family, honey.
Yeah, God bless you, Alvin. I know how that feels.
Yeah, we both do, Miss Alvin. I had a beautiful conversation with Alvin that day.
Butch, where was you at this weekend? I thought I was going to see you. I thought we was going to go to Asia's and have a cocktail.
Who?
You.
I was in Asia's, bitch. What are you talking about?
Well, you ain't come down by Chi Chi's, bitch.
I was in Asia's. I went to Asia's after, I went to the Kiki function.
No, I couldn't go to the Kiki function. You know, they don't let me in, Miss Day.
They don't let me in, Miss Day.
Girl,
if you promise to be good the next time you come with me.
No, they don't let me in, honey. They have security. They have pictures of me.
They have pictures of me.
Do not let this queen in this building.
Okay. I didn't know it was giving OCs.
Oh,
yeah. James went to Asians. We had a good time in Asians.
We had a good time of Asians. I like Asians. Asians is a nice little spot.
Yeah, it's real cute.
Yeah.
Before all the girls come.
Yes, that's just what my
girl. Because, Miss James, when all the girls come, girl, you can't use your credit card no more. You got to pay for each drink after each drink, girl. So it was a mess. They tried it last time Miss Delvin was in there. It wasn't Miss Delvin's fault, but it was the last time I saw her in there. The girls had tried it. Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
I need a moment of silence.
Okay.
Switchboard, kick this one here for me and my DJ.
What daddy don't know won't hurt him.
I was serving state to state, finding me a sexy date. Now I'm feeling so great, cause I'm feeling on my date. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead.
I'm hurt. Not you brought out old Nikki D like that. I'm a hurt. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Selby, you know what the funny thing is?
What?
You seen him this weekend.
Oh, wow. Oh. Ooh. Don't tell me we got something in common.
On that note, honey, I definitely do got to wrap the show up, honey, and say goodnight to everybody. So, Kool-Aid, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody in the coast family, Mom, because I need your daddy's number.
Okay. Tony, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, girls.
Jane, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone. Get this.
Gavin, say goodnight to the girls. Okay, I'm just going. Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone. Please remember, daddy icon. Well deserved. Later.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house, Ms. Rahi Kelly, Ms. Rahi. Whatever you do, whatever state you're in, whatever club you go to tonight, honey, or whatever park you pick somebody up, or for that afro you pick them up, make sure you definitely do practice safe sex and you do wrap it up, honey. But if you don't practice no sex at all, that's absolutely better, honey. I'll see you all back here tomorrow night for What the Fuck Tuesday, where Andre should be on the show all night long because he should not have nothing to do because all those queens should be back home in their states. I love you all for loving me. Good night, Switchboard, and take it away.
Sleep tight, then turn off the light. And when he goes away on a business trip, I'll flip, lose my grip. Party time. I tell the girls, put the TV, one go pick up the booze. My other half, move your ass and go spread the news. The party went on. Lasted all night long, song after song.
To the break of dawn.
Then watch some nasty porns in the morn. My body got warm, from getting freaky but born. Sexing like crazy, my body amazed me by taking a chance with a man that didn't fail.
stomach will be crumbling. Trouble, yes, I'm in the hot seat now. Tell my pops, no way, no how. It'll break his heart, wreck his whole world. To have to grow up quick, that little girl. Daddy'd always tuck me in bed and kiss me goodnight. Say, need to sleep tight, then turn off the light. And when he goes away on a business trip, I flip, lose my grip. Party time, I tell the girl, quit the duty. I'm gonna pick up the booze. My other half, move your ass and go spread the news. The party went on, lasted all night long, song after song.
To the break of dawn.
Then watch some master porn in the morn. My body got warm from getting freaky but born. Sexing like crazy, my body amazed me by taking a chance with a man that didn't. Love, I should have been perfected. Cause now I'm in a jam with some careless punk. And in about 3 months, my stomach will be crumbling. Trouble, yes, I'm in the hot seat now. Tell my pops, no way, no how. It'll break his heart, wreck his whole world. To have to grow up quick, that little girl.